Yeah, keep your comments, views and opinions coming into us on the show on any of our numbers. We told you and brought you a story from Robin Berwick, first time to visit Ireland properly, came to Kerry, was down in Sneem, was at Leas Pier and met a local who showed him the most fantastic beach, and he just wanted to make contact and thank the man personally. And Robin's with me on the line. Robin, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gary. How you doing?
Fantastic. You're out in the great outdoors. You must be having a great time. The weather must be brilliant.
It's perfect. Absolutely perfect.
Tell me about your trip.
Well, we're only a week into it, and it's been fantastic from the word go, apart from the weather initially. And there's been a number of adventures, too many to mention here now, but it's fantastic. Valentia Island was our last little trip, and the museum there to the underwater cable is extraordinary. And that's just one of the wonderful things we've discovered so far. We've got another 2 weeks to go.
Well, that's brilliant. And listen, it's your first time properly in Ireland. You were in Sneem and you were in Gleask Pier, and you were shown the way to a magnificent beach.
It was a slightly sort of different to that, in the sense that we were there for lunch, because it was anywhere with a pier is a magnet to us because it's by the water and normally interesting. And we had lunch, and then I wandered down to the pier to just have a good look around. And this chap who drove up about half an hour earlier and was waiting in the little ruined house up there on top of the hill, he wandered over and said, shook my hand and said, "Would you like to buy a house?" And I said, not right now, but anyway, because he had a little house, a little poster for sale. But then he said, "Would you like to come, to see a nice little pebble beach nearby?" And I thought, Pebble Beach, we were at not a very nice Pebble Beach last night. Do I really want to go? But I said, "Yes, we'd love to go, but just got to walk the dogs first, if you don't mind." Anyway, 45 minutes later, we wandered back, and he was still up there. And we thought, "Well, let's go and say hello anyway and look at the beach." So we walked up, and he said, "Follow me, mind the puddle, mind the sheep poo," and took us down to the beach. And it was just the most gorgeous, tiny little beach. As you may know, and probably most of your listeners will know, it's only one of two coral beaches in Ireland. And it's not sort of barrier reef type coral, it's a special one with lots of tiny little shells. Anyway, we looked at the beach, and he walked us back, missing the puddles and the sheep poo and the bog bits, and then he just wandered off down to his car, and I said, sort of, "Thank you," to his back, and I felt awful about it throughout the whole evening, because he'd waited for about an hour and a half.
Well, Robin, that's what you get in Ireland. People are there. We're happy to see tourists, and we're proud of where we are. And listen, it's been a great trip for you. It's your birthday today, is that right?
Yeah, I'm 75 today. Three quarters of a century on this planet, and I want everyone to know it. And I love every day. Anyway, I hope this man hears this, because it's a really heartfelt message to him.
Yeah. Well, listen, happy birthday. Enjoy the trip. Enjoy Kerry.
Thank you.
And the rest of Ireland.
Okay, thanks a lot. Enjoying listening to your radio show.
Good man. Thanks a million. That's Robin Berwick there on the line. Brilliant stuff. There's Robin Berwick, 75 today, going around Ireland in a camper van. Absolutely brilliant stuff that we all would be able to do that. Age 75 is the hope, certainly the hope I'm holding on to anyway. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme on 0667123666.